The Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer with another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. This K-State Podcast, all things K-State, not just football and men's basketball. We cover women's basketball, volleyball, women's soccer, track and field, men's and women's golf, women's tennis, all 9 yards, folks. K-State Sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, and we got a little bonus content here. To sneak in under the radar of the All-State Sugar Bowl, New Year's Eve, 11 a.m. Well, 11 a.m. Central Time, I should say, here in the Central Time Zone, ESPN, prior to the college football playoff games there. But nonetheless, here, let's get down to some business here. Recruiting, or I should say, transfer portal news. From the football side, and this caught my attention. I believe I was in Dallas when I stumbled on this news. This is big for K-State. Obviously, we win the Big 12 title. You reap the rewards, right? And obviously, wide receiver, one of the positions that K-State is going to be looking to kind of rebuild around next year. We still got one game left. The All-State Sugar Bowl gets Alabama, I should say. Keegan Johnson, who went to transfer portal from Iowa, committed his next move to K-State. Yes, this was actually Sunday, so actually I was, this was, yeah, either was happening, well, according to this, it happened yesterday, but I stumbled on this on Friday, so, but whatever, that's beside the point anyways, but huge gig. Keegan Johnson, Iowa transfer. Now he announced his commitment to us over late last week. There, this is a guy's a four-star recruit, according to Derek Young has this. So I'm basing it off of his research. He works for, of course, On Three, four-star recruit. Apparently, he with the On Three consistent rankings there. Johnson was rated 19th in his class there, third. Player in the state of Nebraska there, and he went over to Iowa. Johnson only in total 2 years at the University of Iowa, right? 20 catches, 363 yards, two touchdowns, and both of those touchdowns, ironically enough, came in Keegan's first year, freshman, last year. So he has not seen the end zone for really the whole entire calendar year 2022 there. So this right here, apparent to what I've been reading, everything else, this is a huge for Kansas State to get this guy from Iowa over here. You know, and of course, receiver wise, you could possibly, well, you're going to lose Malik, lose Phillip Brooks, I believe, Cade Warner for sure, knows for sure. I believe Phillip Brooks, you lose him for sure as well. So you're gonna, and you already got what snuck in on the nose of Keenan Garber moving, transitioning from the wide receiver spot over to corner. So you kind of already lost that. So you only have what, RJ Garcia over there that I know of right now. Jaden Jackson, my under radar guy, who I barely seen the field this year. Hopefully he'll get more shot chances if he stays put. Next year, because you're losing three guys, I would assume, if Jaden stays put, my under-radar guy from all the way to the beginning of the year, from the weekly podcast, it's on tape, go back and check that out, wherever you get your podcast there, or old episodes, I don't want to say old, but past episodes of the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast, go check those out. You want any more K-State content, or you just want to get caught up on that, or just want to listen, me and Alex chat K-State. Go check it out. But, yeah, I expect if Jaden sticks around now. I haven't seen any yet, at least so far anyway. So, you're losing the big three there, that Cade Warner, Phillip Brooks, and Malik Knowles. What are you going to place that with? Well, for starters, Keegan Johnson could be one of those starters, right? So, and going along with Jaden Jackson, RJ Garcia, right? And there's going to be more. We're not done. I don't think K-State's done in this area right here. Wide receiver is going to be one of the positions that I need. And I believe the secondary is also going to be a need. We can go through all this later there. But getting this guy, Keenan Johnson, obviously, he's going to be one of the top targets next year when you get you're going to get Will Howard back, who's coming off, well, obviously, again, one more game left, but you're getting a red-hot quarterback, confidence builder, Will Howard, back under center next year. And who knows what Deuce is going to do. I don't know what he's going to do yet, obviously. A lot of arrows pointed. He could go to the draft and everything else like that. So, but, yeah, you're looking at those three for now. My projection. Jaden Jackson, the Ole Miss transfer over here, he's barely seen the field. Maybe once or twice. Maybe one or two games this year. That's about it. You're getting Keegan Johnson, and you're throwing one of the heroes of the Big 12 championship win, R.J. Garcia there as well. Those are your three right there. Now, again, a lot can change between December and the beginning of next season for sure. So a lot of this can change on the dime. Now, obviously, Malik Knowles, we talked about him. You're going to lose that production. Two touchdowns from Malik this year on 719 yards receiving there as well. So, but yeah, it's going to be those three that played the most. They're going to be gone. So you're going to have to look to replace that talent. And who knows? Well, you already got a replacement for Deuce if he decides to move on to greener pastures there in DJ Gittens. You got that. And maybe possibly a couple other backs there as well. So we had Anthony Frias on over the summer. Definitely, that's one of the episodes to check out as well. Past episodes, check that out as well. Frias, a couple others as well, and here leading up to the All-State Sugar Bowl, we might see maybe two more, maybe three guests pop up here. I've yet to reach out to one of those. I will do that. Hopefully I get around to that this afternoon at some point. But yeah, so the big news over the weekend, Keegan Johnson originally played at Iowa for 2 years, announced that he was going to the transfer portal, and he made his commitment. He says, coming here to Manhattan, Kansas, to play for the Wildcats. This is huge. So definitely he's going to be in the running for one of those top three receiving spots on the field for Colin Klein and company come the new year 2023 as well. But, yeah, a lot can change between now and then. You have seen the movement, a lot of transfer portal movement, a lot of decommitments. So just throw that in there. So a lot can happen between now and then. We'll just have to see. But definitely the three spots will be left after the Sugar Bowl. All-State Sugar Bowl is left. Warner, Brooks, Knowles, they're going to be all gone. Who are you going to replace that with? Well, you might as well got all three of them, in my opinion, that replaced right there. Unless something big changes in there. You got Jaden Jackson. Now Keegan Johnson and R.J. Garcia in the mix. That's some talent right there. And then, of course, once wide receiver Keaton Garber, now corner, or K-State as well. So a lot. This is just one domino falling here for K-State, and we'll see what the other dominoes affected here as we move into the bowl season, obviously, and then what's after the year for football season is completed after the All-State Sugar Bowl is done on New Year's Eve. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are. Val, K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats again. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Keep it locked for more K-State coverage here on the Purple Project Podcast.